This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We're back here on our Saturday special edition of WWL Sports Talk. Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Appere. We're broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save on all of your football weekend favorites right here at Rouse's. And Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave.
Well,
and another proud Green Wave.
Hey, the number one, Nathan. The number one female football fan for the Wave is Marcy.
That's it.
All right, but wait, y'all, I got to tell y'all the shirt Bobby's wearing.
Before we talk anything.
Oh, yeah. It's true. He does have an RMFW on him, but Bobby didn't have a Tulane shirt because he doesn't want to root for Tulane. He didn't want to root for Tulane. So, but now he's rooting for Tulane because of his dad, and I get that. But so he's wearing a Tulane urology shirt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everybody needs to be friends with their urologist.
Absolutely.
One way or another.
Especially the older you get as a man.
I mean.
You can't be afraid of your urologist. Come on, there. You gotta. Health has to be a priority.
Yeah, they ain't afraid of him. The fingers might
right,
be a little bit
different. Exactly.
Just take a blood test now. Come on.
So we've been talking a lot of smack the last week, and I've been texting with Deuce about
what?
This game because you know.
Yeah, the Ole Miss Tulane.
Because the Ole Miss Tulane, and Deuce is saying, you know, he loves New Orleans and all that stuff, but he's pulling for Ole Miss. And
oh, he
I
has
get
to.
That. He has to. But we thought maybe since we've converted you to actually be a Tulane fan, if you saw Bobby,
well,
in addition
Orleans.
To the urology, he has some Tulane stuff on. And so he's pulling for Tulane.
Well, yeah, Tulane is New Orleans. Now, I'm not hard-headed like my dad, like a lot of LSU fans. God rest his soul. But he would make statements like, oh, I would cheer for Rush over Tulane. I go, what?
No, wait, Tulane.
I go, well, what are you? I mean, do you have some LSU fans that are like that? And why is LSU so scared? The governor wants to be involved. We got President Roos at LSU. Tulane at LSU needs to play every year.
I mean, don't you think we're going to end up sponsoring LSU less? The guy's name is practically Rouse.
Yes.
Rouse.
Hey,
go, all right, but I was thinking we could wager against Deuce since he's been talking smack.
So what you would take? No, I'm taking Tulane to points.
You're
for sure.
Taking Tulane. I'm taking Tulane. Deuce is taking Ole Miss, so we feel like maybe.
Were you taking Rouse Tulane straight up?
I'm taking Tulane straight up, but we're feeling like maybe we need to wager. Everyone's looking at me like, But, you know, got to take a gamble.
Yeah.
I really think that Tulane's going to pull it off. We're going to be here in the Sugar Bowl. But I would like to wager you and me up against Deuce. And I'm thinking that if we win, Deuce needs to come with me to Pilates.
Yeah, well, he can't be scared. I don't think he should
be scared
of that. Yeah.
And he's going to be working out with a bunch of women. He's going to be on the reformer. You know, we're going to get him all stretched out and stuff. Yeah, you see those football players doing
wait,
Pilates.
But what if Ole Miss wins?
And if Ole Miss wins,
what are you giving him?
I feel like you're willing to be his caddy.
That I'm going to be his caddy?
Yeah, I would be.
That sounds like a fair deal, right?
No, I think Tulane can cover.
And I actually think you think Tulane can cover the spread.
Yeah, like I think they're going to hang in there. In the fourth quarter, Ole Miss might put away.
Trinidad, I didn't hear an answer.
I know, Mike. I mean, is Tulane going to win this game today?
Like straight up? No.
What?
I mean, don't get mad at me. Look, I like Tulane. They're in New Orleans, but no. They lost by five touchdowns. But so what, they're going to lose by two touchdowns now? They still cover. I mean, I'm just trying to be realistic. But that's why they play the game. You can have an upset. You never know. Same thing like James Madison. We had James Madison people that live in New Orleans pull up. They go to Oregon. They like a 21-3 touchdown.
I mean, I want to remind you that I also went to Vanderbilt, and so I can think of quite a few games we've won this season that were where everyone counted us out.
Well, if they'd have had 16 teams, Vanderbilt would have been
in
the postseason.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
Marsh, you must be really smart. You got Tulane, Vanderbilt. I'm impressed. I didn't know the Vanderbilt thing. I knew the Tulane thing. Now,
half the time I'm in here Tulane because we sponsor Tulane.
Right. But
I'm Vandy Candy.
Oh, Vandy Candy. I like that. Oh, sweetness. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Bobby flirt with me. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
He's trying to get out of that caddy and gear.
I mean, because I'm just saying he's wearing a Tulane urology shirt. Yeah, we don't know everything,
Tulane urology shirt.
Come on, Mike, take it for me.
When you look at Coach Summerall, I mean, talk about how can you not cheer for him?
You got to.
I think even though he's leaving Tulane, I think you're going to have some Tulane fans that hate LSU. I'm cheering for the Florida Gators. I like Tulane first, but I like the Florida Gators second.
I mean, Denver Broncos is my second team. So, I mean, I followed Sean.
And it's amazing how they interact. Look, you know, we're not talking about the Texas Bowl. Who cares about the Texas Bowl? LSU fans don't even care about it. But look at the Willie Fritz connection.
Luke, Bobby's just like yammering on.
Yeah, look, but Willie Fritz.
You're not going to get an answer.
I'm never going
right
to get
now.
An answer on anything. So, here we heard it here first. If Ole Miss wins, Bobby is willing to be Deuce's caddy. I guess I'm going to help.
No. Yeah.
And if Tulane wins, Deuce and Bobby are coming with me to Pilates. You'll be able to watch all this live stream with WWL.com.
Yeah, Pilates.
Think that you, what does it say, man up on the back of your shirt?
Yeah. Okay. Man up.
Man up. Go get screened.
Go get screened, yes. your loved ones.
Roll wave.
Roll wave. Roll wave.
Roll Rouses. Roll wave.
Roll wave. Roll Rouses. Go see urologist.
Okay. Thanks, y'all. This was all over the map.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it,
Marcy.
Right,
thanks, guys, for being here with us.
We appreciate it. We'll go to a quick break, and we come back. We'll have on with us Mike Arata, who is in the stadium in Oxford. He'll give us maybe some preview of what he's seen in the practice sessions and everything. We'll have Mike on with us right after this break here on the Big 878.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
WL. We're back here on our special edition of a Saturday Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert along with Mike DeTillio. We're live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save on all of your football weekend favorites right here at Rouse's. And Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. And for the third time today, Carter Davis misses a field goal for the Miami Hurricanes. They are still leading 3-0.
Well, it should be 12-0.
But he missed. Three field goals for the Hurricanes. On our talk and text line, he's in Oxford, Mississippi right now. Man played a big part in raising a ton of money for the Tulane Green Wave, Mike Arata. Mike, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike. It's a beautiful day up here in Oxford, I can tell you. And Bobby, you remember what pregame jitters were. We're about 77 minutes away from kickoff, and the stadium's starting to fill up, and the music's getting loud, and everybody's excited, man. What a great day.
You know, you wouldn't be human if you didn't have any nerves. You know, you get butterflies in your stomach. But, you know, I don't know if you were like this, but I always took the approach. That's why I like practice. To me, if you can do it in practice, you can do it in a game. And whether two handfuls of people are watching you or thousands of people are watching you, it's all the same. Because you can get overwhelmed. And then you're hyperventilating, and how's that going to make you be a better player? So slow your roll, you know, just take a deep breath. And, you know, the fans could be all stressed out. But as a player, the only player that I ever met that didn't have to practice and was unbelievable was Deion Sanders. He came straight. I don't know if I ever told you the story. He came straight from a Braves playoff game. I want to say it was a World Series. It was a playoff game. He didn't even have his football uniform, got in a helicopter, flew to the Georgia Dome. They gave him his pads that are never practiced and shut down Henry Ellard like one catch for 14 yards. Henry Ellard was like a pro bowler, and he never practiced. So that's the only person I know that at the highest level.
That's a different guy there. Mike, I had known about the health issues involved with John Sumrall and his dad. He had told me, you know, things were not good. You got to talk to him yesterday. A little bit about his mood with everything. And anytime you lose, you know, your dad or your mom, it does have an effect on you. But you did get to talk to Coach Sumrall yesterday.
I did, Mike. And you know what? I'll say this. I've lost my father. And if anybody has, you know, it's a shovel in the face. It's just, it can't be avoided. It's just brutal.
Yes.
But I did. I walked up to John, and it was funny. I said, Coach, you look fantastic. How are you doing today? And without skipping a beat, he looked right at me and said, Michael, I just lost my father, but I'm okay, and I'm okay. And his demeanor, and you know him, Mike, and you know him, Bobby, his countenance, how his character is, like you could see he knew that his father was special. His father's certainly special to him. But he was so focused. He was so intent. He was so determined to make sure that he kept his father's memory burning. But he was really, I got to tell you, and I couldn't imagine going through it. I just saw George's wife on the sidelines. She's having a tough time, but it's an incredibly tough moment for the family. You can imagine what a whirlwind. But Coach Sumrall has this kind of almost supernatural ability to maintain. he said that yesterday.
Kind of break it up.
I think we.
Oh, there he
is. Now, what do you think is it take for Tulane to pull off an upset? Now you look at Chambliss. I mean Trinidad Chambliss.
To do what momentum. They're going to have momentum. We're going to have momentum. There's got to be something in the game that changes the game. And I was in the hotel lobby last night. And there was a guy who doesn't know anything about Tulane, and he said, "Listen, you can't play with Ole Miss. You got to outplay Ole Miss." And so we come out on fire, and we got to create turnovers. And if that happens, it's going to be an exciting day here.
You know, and that's one thing Tulane has been able to take away the football amongst the best in the country. To me, it'd be winning the turnover battle and then finishing in the red zone where you're not settling for field goals. But then you look at the quarterback position and you know, Tulane, I think they can't but help but be better. And I don't know if you have to flip the script what happened in September in the passing game, but you look, Ole Miss threw for 307 yards, and the Wave had 104 yards passing. I mean, I'm not saying you got to flip that exactly, but
the other thing, too, look what Chambliss did. He rushed for over 100 yards in that game.
112 yards rushing in the first meeting.
That can't happen.
And this is the thing. That you thought, oh, well, he does that a lot. No, that was kind of an outlier.
Yes, it was.
He nearly doubled his total in any of the other games. So, yeah, he was really like the Superman came. And that was only, what, his second game, Mike?
His second start.
Yeah,
now, Coach Summerall said, "Mike, we did a pretty good job against Lacey. We just didn't stop Chambliss."
Yeah.
Correct.
Mike?
Correct.
Now, when you look at it, that you're also going to have to – yeah.
Oh, go ahead, guys.
Yeah, that you're kind of going in and out, breaking up. But if you look, you got to sack him. And no quarterback likes pressure, want to get sacked. And when you look at it, there were two teams, Washington State and the Florida Gators, sacked Chambliss more than once. And both were in the game until late in the fourth quarter. So, look, give them the business. That could keep you in the game. Now, Coach Summerall said, look, he's a really good vertical scrambler. Bobby, what do you mean by that vertical scrambler? That means he's not giving ground or going east and west. He's going north and south and getting vertical and able to get that yard. So when Coach Summerall said he's a really good vertical scrambler, he'll get on the perimeter some, but when he climbs the pocket and gets through the A and B gaps, going north and south fast is where he is glaringly different than a lot of guys. And that's when you know you have your hands full, because that his pocket presence and going, that's at any level, high school,
the way
the
he
college
sees approach, the field yes, is yeah, remarkable. Yeah. And he's not a real big guy. They list him 5'11", 6 foot. You might be stretching that a little bit. But is his vision to see downfield is really, really good for a shorter quarterback than normal, Mike?
But he also looks, you know, he doesn't look very big, but he's smooth, guys. I'm watching him throw. He has a fantastic, seamless kind of release, and he just looks like a terrific athlete. But, Bobby, you're right. I think our defense, we have to tattoo him, and we got to tattoo him a few times and let him know that it's not going to be the same game as last time. And if we, you know, we just got to get started early and get started and really keep after him. The crowd here is fantastic. They've already had – they only gave us 3,500 seats, and those seats have been filled up for the last hour. People are really on fire up here. It's just a fantastic
– And you know what else is going to be a challenge? You know, obviously talking about the quarterback position on both sides, you know, mentioned Tulane's passing game. I think it obviously will be better, you know, Jake compared to what he did in September. But I'm still concerned, or are you, with Tulane secondary? I didn't realize. So I think they were ranked like 124th. Yeah.
Yes. And so, Bobby, that was the big – I thought that was the make difference maker in the first game. Is their guys, their wide receivers were just more physical, bigger, more athletic than our defensive backs. And quite frankly, our receivers did not match up with their defensive backs athletically. And so our game plan is designed to confront that now. So – we can't avoid that fact. That's just a fact. They've got, like the guy said to me in the lobby of the hotel, we can't play them. We got to outplay them. And so that's the reality for the perimeter. I think we ran the ball really well the first game. You know, we had 100 and almost 200
yep.
yards rushing. But the reality was every time we tried to get outside on the perimeter, we lost yardage. And so you're going to be able to see early on in the football game whether that's going to be a factor or not. And if it is, we might have a tough day. But I actually think we've game planned for that, and I think we're ready for that.
You know, and that up-tempo, even without Lane Kiffin, you know, you say, oh, they distracted. And, you know, look at Pete Golding. He's now in charge of Ole Miss. Will he be a little more defensive, close-to-the-vest type game? I don't think so. If it's not broke, why are you trying to fix it? But I thought it was interesting what Sam Howard, the linebacker for Tulane, said, and that, you know, that up-tempo, that, look, we just have to communicate better and handle the tempo better. And just get lined up with better communication. Because if you had an alignment and they go in fast pace, no, it's like an avalanche. And then you can't stop them. And then it's like, whoa. It starts, Mike, you get snowball effect and it just gets bigger and bigger. Where you got to communicate quickly and you're in a hostile environment. It's going to be loud. And so that the one thing I thought was interesting that linebacker Sam Howard mentioned, that we just got to communicate better to handle that tempo and be in the right place from the get-go.
My thing with Sam Howard, you might find a guy who's bigger, stronger, more athletic. I don't know if you'll find a better football player. Man, Sam Howard, Mike, for what he has done to Tulane, Green Wave football on defense, remarkable. And he's playing through an injury. And I'm so impressed with Sam. You around him. Your thoughts on Sam Howard and what he's meant to Tulane University.
Well, Mike, you said it. So we had Nick Anderson and Dorian Williams bringing us to the Cotton Bowl. Sam Howard is kind of like the best of both of them. He's bigger than Nick Anderson. He's almost as quick as Dorian Williams. But he has a passion inside of him, guys, that, you know, we've all been around incredible athletes in our lives. But there's some component of a special athlete that comes with their character, with their heart, with their intensity and their passion. And you've spent enough time with Sam to know that he's really special. And I can't say enough about him. I mean, he's the kind of guy, you know, in 20 years, he could be the president. You know, he's just got an enormous well of goodwill and confidence and character. And, you know, watching him play football with the intensity he does is going to be like watching him go in the business world with the intensity like that. It's he's a special guy. We're lucky to have him. He came from Austin Peay, and when we recruited him, there was a question about whether he would be willing or able to play at this level, and he proved it on the first day of practice when he knocked somebody. He blew up one of his own teammates, and everybody since then has said he's the hardest-hitting guy on our team, hands down.
You know, I think obviously this kind of game, whether it's James Madison against Oregon, I think Tulane against Ole Miss, you got to be maybe more than plus one, plus two, win that turnover battle. And can you get after the quarterback and, like you said, give him the business, get him down? Because I thought that was critical when they beat North Texas. And you look at their prolific offense with Mestemaker sacking him four times in a span of three possessions in that American Championship game. I think that'll be critical again today. That's why, listen, you got to do your job in the secondary to give the pass rushers a chance. And then when you have a chance to get Chambers down, you got to get him down. And yeah, I think that's what they did. Now, it's a different animal. I think
Third down conversions.
Exactly.
Tulane's got to win that battle. To me, that's the biggest part of this game. You cannot let Ole Miss kind of stay on the field and all these third down conversions and wear you out. I just think that's a big part of if Tulane's going to win this game. Mike, that's got to be in their favor.
Well, and when you're converting on third down, that means Chambliss is behind on the bench.
Watching.
Yeah, he's watching. I'm telling you, like Josh Allen and the Bills, what's the best way? Like, make him stay on the
sideline?
Yes, and that's going to be critical. I think Tulane has to stay on the field and keep the ball away. Their offense. I mean, well, I'm not saying you got to constantly do it, but just a little bit. And that's a winning formula. And how you move the chains.
Go ahead. I just love the fact
that
he's
go ahead.
A defensive-minded coach who's been studying this game nonstop. You know John Summerall has been focused on this game for weeks. We didn't know it was going to happen, but we felt like this was a real possibility. And when it came down to Ole Miss, this is just something that he has been so locked in on. And so we game planned very well when we played against the Duke quarterback. We game planned very well for the North Texas quarterback. we've played now four games against this high-tempo offense, and we couldn't be in a better position, guys. And I got to tell you, I know this. I said this last time we were together. I'm saying it again. We're going to be celebrating this win tonight and tomorrow in New Orleans, and we're going to be playing in the Sugar Bowl against Georgia.
Well, that's like, to me, I didn't think nothing could surpass Tulane winning in the Cotton Bowl against USC.
Yeah.
But to be in New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl, no.
That would be the hype.
Yeah, that would definitely be the icing on the cake for sure.
Everybody go get Mike, their tickets at TulaneTix.com or whatever it is. TulaneTix.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Tell everybody if they want to contribute to Fear the Wave Front and what you've been doing. You guys in a month's time have raised over $1.6 million new money. So tell everybody exactly how they can contribute to that fund.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you guys bringing me on, and I appreciate the opportunity. It's Tulane Talent Fund. You go to www.greenwaveclub.com, and it's the Talent Fund, and you tell them you want to contribute to football only. And everybody who puts a dollar in makes a specific difference to the team, and I've been able to sit back, and people have asked me, you know, you put in so much time, you know, how much time have you put in? And I said, I don't really care how much time I've donated. I just hope it's enough. And I do think, like, we're on the verge of something really special. Getting here is great, but getting out of here with a win is the goal. So I appreciate all the support. You guys have been fantastic, and proud to be friends with you all. Appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what, just remember, RMFW. Let's go.
RMFW.
Let's go. Let's go.
Thank you, Mike.
I'll see you guys when we get back.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Mike Arata does a great job. And, man, Reuben Bain, if anybody had any question marks, could he play? Has he been a difference maker for the Hurricanes?
Well, I'm looking at the Hurricanes' defense. That's what LSU fans want their defense to do. Right, Mike?
Yeah, we'll get a few Reuben Baines on there.
And I always say this with Lane Kiffin. Oh, Lane Kiffin, look, he's an offensive genius. But to me, and, you know, he's a run-first guy. When LSU's truly been dominant, what they've done, kick-ass defense, and they can run the ball. I mean, Mike, that, to me, that's the future, and I'm just looking at
Marcel Reed, man, he hasn't beaten them with their feet.
No, I mean, it's like, come on. I always say this, I joke with the Saints sometimes when we fall behind in the first quarter, first half. Don't you have to score to win? You know,
every once in a while. We'll be back with more of our special edition of Sports Talk. We're broadcasting from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save for your weekend football favorites right here at Rouse's. Rouse's, a proud partner of Tulane Greenway Football. We'll have on with us Bernard Robinson, former Tulane and NFL offensive lineman, will be on with us next, right after this break.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're back here on a special edition, our Saturday edition of Sports Talk, broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save for all of your football weekend favorites right here at Rouse's. Rouse's, a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave, and on our talk and text line, former Tulane Green Wave offensive lineman, played in the NFL too, Bernard Robinson. Bernard, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, how you feeling about the Wave? And you're on unprecedented ground here in the playoff outlet, the way it's shaped today. And, man, people are so kind of fired up for the Green Wave like I've never seen it before.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited. We're excited to represent Louisiana for one and being the first team in the playoffs in this format. And then we're excited for our program just as a whole. You know, we've been building and building for a few years, and all of that work is paying off and how the program has matured and has this opportunity today.
If you talk about building and building, it goes back to even – what Coach Fritz was able to establish. What I think he got a lot of people's radar when you look at it, and, you know, Coach Summerall, what he's done. But to me, I was like, whoa, that was like knocking off a big dog, a blue blood, when Tulane beat USC in the Cotton Bowl. I mean, and you look, yeah, when I witnessed that, I was like, whoa, this has to be one of the greatest moments of now. You gotta add some great moments in the 1930s and all, Tulane's in Sugar Bowl, Rose Bowl, and all that.
You weren't covering it back then.
Yeah, but when I saw that and how they've been able to build upon that, and now the expectations are is that now that look, Coach Summerall's moving on, Coach Hall coming up, that you got to keep the ball rolling and keep winning.
Oh, absolutely. The expectations aren't going to taper off. There's no more rebuilding periods where we had good. Crop of student athletes and a good coach, and then they moved on and we rebuilt. This is the expectation going forward. There's a lot of investment that has been made into the program, both from alumni, from boosters, from just partners everywhere where we see what we have. We're in a unique position, right? We're in a football state. We're in the Deep South. We're in New Orleans, right? You have football. Football is king in New Orleans. And so being based here, we have a high expectation for what it is that we're going to do and the product that we're going to put on the field going forward.
So what do you think is going to take to pull off the upset? You know, because a lot of people could take it, you know, whenever, you know, you're a double-digit underdog, they go, well, like James Madison going to Oregon. Well, Tulane might cover or James Madison might cover, but they're not going to win. So what would it take to actually win the game? If it's like something where you're taking away the football, you're protecting it, you know, you plus two in the turnover margin, some. What do you think it would take to beat a team like Ole Miss right now?
I think you have to play well on all facets of the game, right? You're definitely going to need special teams to put you in good field position and probably score. If you could get that, that's, you know, an added bonus. You mentioned it, the takeaways. We definitely have to lead in the takeaways, right? We've got to be able to either cause fumbles or get a pick six or two, which is where I'm going to put my emphasis on that secondary, right? If our secondary shows up and plays aggressively and plays hard, I think that it's more than just a close fight. I think this is a battle that it goes down to the wire as to who comes away the victor.
You know, do you think, you know, you being a player, that it could be two different teams? Because you look September to where Tulane's at now. The quarterback had just got on campus in August. You look, the team growing as individuals, the secondary, they've been picked on. But that's why I look at it, and I don't know if that's what Vegas did. You know, Tulane lost by 5 touchdowns, but they kind of cut it in half. Instead of 35-point victory, they kind of put the spread at 17 and a half. I mean, so I think from an outsider, they're kind of looking at it. Well, Tulane's probably going to have a better showing. But to truly pull off the upset, even though they don't have Lane Kiffin. Now, that's a question also. What do you think? How would that affect, you know, Tulane still having Coach Summerall and Ole Miss not having Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, it's a different swagger, right? You've got Coach Summerall, who's just a class act and a true leader who has committed to the program beyond his departure. And I think that has carried over into the hiring of Coach Hall. I think it's created some continuity. I also believe that you ride the hot hand, right? And when you're in a playoff situation, we see this in high school. We see this in the pros. That team that is hot building into the end of the season or the beginning of the playoffs has that hot hand and is able to go deep into the playoffs, maybe even to the championship, because everything comes together at the right time. So I do see what you're saying. This is a completely different team than that game in September. We've got a team now that is highly emotional, feeling themselves, feel like they're in the right position. They're healthy. They're ready to go play. So I think it's going to be a very aggressive team coming out there and playing a different Ole Miss team who may have some internal things going on with their coach leaving as well, but not in the same manner.
You know, when I looked at this, and you talk about, like, okay, who's winning on third down, and I always say when you're going against an outstanding quarterback like Trinidad Chambliss, keep us behind on the bench, on the sideline, so he can't score if he's not playing. And this would call my attention, like, whoa, this is like, okay, cannot even come close to happening, because then you could be embarrassed. Again, Ole Miss punted once and scored 8 times in his first 9 series. Now think about that. That means, come on, the defensive player, you know, Sam Howard and all, they got to look at that. It's like, look, we got to get off the field. Now, we don't know what the offense is going to do, but we cannot let them only punt once and score 8 times in the first 9 possessions. I mean, then it's like people.
That's not a winning formula.
No, people don't want to watch then. They want to see a dogfight. Like, even, it's, you know, people like to see points, but I don't know. It's 3-0, Miami and Texas A&M. I don't know. The game's close. I mean, it's not a high-scoring affair. But I just want a good showing. Now, ultimately, you want Tulane to come away with a win, an upset win, especially if you're from New Orleans or Louisiana. But what it takes to win is you got to go make it happen. And defensively, I think they just need to convert on third down offensively and then get off the field on defense, or it could be another long day.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly on that. We got an old saying, your best defense is a good offense. Right. If the offense is churning up the clock and is always on the field, then James can't get on the field. You don't have that situation where they're only punting once, or they're not ever having to punt in that situation and give that kind of talent the time to pick you apart. That's where the aggressiveness comes in. Play fast, lose hard, and you're able to make an impact from the defensive standpoint where Three and outs. We saw it a couple years ago when it happened with Caleb Williams at USC. You mentioned that in the Cotton Bowl. They did the exact same thing. If you stand toe-to-toe with them and they let you be in the game until the very end, this is where you know, the fans want to see that. This is where Vegas wants to see. This is where we want to see these kids be able to prove to them that they can stand toe-to-toe with a program that has invested in itself a lot more in the past than probably the Green Wave has more recently. But I think they have a shot if they're able to control the clock.
Bernard, tell everybody what you're doing today. I know you're in the business world, so to speak, but give everybody an explanation what you're doing today.
I'm an investment advisor, so I still am in the metro New Orleans area on the firm, and we run a lot of investments and financial planning for individuals and businesses. And I'm doing good. Got a family, got kids in college. Fortunately, none of the kids go to either school, so I don't have that to worry about today. But it's all good.
Bernard, thanks so much for joining us, man. Always, this is, I think, our first time to have you on one of the weekend special. But, man, we appreciate your time, all your insights, my man.
Well, Bernard, you just don't sound like a football player. You're well-spoken. You sound like you went to school. And if you go to Tulane, you got to go to class. I know that.
Yeah, we didn't have a choice back then. You had to show up.
Right.
Bernard, thanks so much, bud. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all for having me.
All righty. Bernard Robertson, former Tulane offensive lineman, played in the National Football League, now in the investment world. And we'll be back to finish it up here in hour number two of our special sports talk on a Saturday. And we're broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save for all of your football weekend favorites right here at Rouse's. Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. We're finishing up here in hour number two, a special edition of our Saturday Sports Talk programming, broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save for all of your football favorites and weekend favorites right here at Rouse's. And Rouse's, a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. Bob, we're about 37, 38 minutes away from kickoff. And just to keep you up to date, with about 8.5 minutes left, Miami of Florida is hanging on to a 3-0 lead over Texas A&M. I never thought it would end up being like this.
No, really what is this? Is this a 1960s-70s football game?
It looks to be pretty close.
Hey, but to me, it's entertaining. Now, who's going to finish strong? But the game's close.
But you know, three missed field goals for Miami.
No, Miami, and it went long field goals. They should have 12 points, but woulda, coulda, shoulda. And you look like right now, if A&M has a third and eight, if they don't convert, and it could be like, Mike, with 8 minutes left, like a 3-3 type game.
It's a crazy deal. So if you took the under, you're feeling pretty good right now. We'll be back with more of our Sports Talk programming on Saturday, live from Rouse's Markets on Chapatula Street, counting down Tulane, Ole Miss. Shop and save at Rouse's, a proud partner of Tulane Green Wave Football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers,
chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.